We're joined by a draft pick from the Canucks from 2017, Jack Rathbone. Jack, thanks for joining us on Sportsnet 650. How are you?
Thanks for having us. I'm pretty good.
Yeah. So what's this experience been like? You get a chance to go out and skate with some pretty talented players, and from what we've seen, you're asserting yourself quite well so far.
Yeah, it's been great. I mean, being in my second year, it was you feel a lot more comfortable coming into it, and I think that was probably the biggest thing, just being here and being able to know a couple of the guys coming into it, because last year I was just kind of a whirlwind right after the draft here. It's a really big high, so kind of being able to get my feet on the ground, and I think just when I'm moving my feet and kind of playing my game, that's when I'm at my best, so I was pretty happy with the week so far.
12 months goes by pretty fast, doesn't it?
Very. No, it's insane. I feel like I was here like 6 months ago, honestly, and just with this past year being my senior year of high school, like, that flew by, and then summer came, summer hit, training started, and then you jump right into it, and I'm here. So
been a bit of a whirlwind, obviously, for you the last calendar year, getting drafted into the NHL, going to your first development camp, and then going back for one more year of prep school hockey, which not a lot of players that get drafted out of those programs go back. They're usually college-bound the next season. What has this last hockey year been like for you?
Yeah, it's been, I think it's just been a year to grow. I think a lot of people were not, I wouldn't say surprised, but they're kind of taken aback that I wasn't going to like the USHL or a different junior league right before my first year of college, just based on the timing. That's how it worked out. And I think one of the main focuses when I was going back there, I mean, the hockey's the hockey, and I just need to work on my game, work on especially the defensive part of my game. I think that's where I need to round out my 200-foot game, and that playing a lot, getting a lot of puck touches, that's what helped me. And another piece was I realized that mostly when I showed up at camp last year was I really got to fill out and start to be heavier on pucks if I want to compete with these guys. So I think coming back or going back and spending that year in the gym, and whether it was before practice, after practice, or you're kind of, it just gives you that being able to eat some home-cooked meals, trying not spending 8 hours in bus rides every time, 4 hours wherever you're going. And I think I was able to fill out and my physical play and my, I wouldn't say I'm the biggest guy out there, but I think just being able to come in a little heavier, a little stronger on pucks, I think that was a big moment a big movement for me in my game.
We're talking to Canucks prospect Jack Rathbone here on Sportsnet 650. And, you know, mentioning the fact that you were skating while you were working out, which is the big key, right? Because oftentimes, you know, you get drafted and you spend so much time trying to bulk up over the summer and not skating, and then you lose that quickness. And just watching you so far, the quickness and agility is still there. So how much did it help that you were skating all throughout your working out and adding that weight?
It was huge. That was, like, the one thing going into my summer training and or just my in-season training that – I had my meetings at the end of camp last year, and they were pretty pleased with how I showed, but I knew that from a personal standpoint, I just needed to get bigger. But most of my game is just being quick to pucks, being able to transition, get the puck up and jump up and be that kind of fourth forward, and I can't do that at 215. I mean, I don't think my game works that way, so I think I wanted to come in right around 185, 190 and be able to play at that weight and not lose too much, and but still have that explosiveness in my game, and I think I was able to do that, and it's been good so far.
Added a few miles per hour to that slap shot too, because you could already hammer the puck as it is, and just watching you so far, it seems like you have even more power on those slap shots.
Yeah, it's been good. I think my shot's one a big piece of my game, and my one-timer too, so again, I think going back and being able to carry the puck and kind of control play and back home in high school was a big positive for every aspect of my game, and I think it showed in my shot too.
You know, you're one of a handful of players in this organization's history that's been drafted out of New England prep school hockey. I'm sure you're aware that Corey Schneider, former goaltender here, was drafted out of Phillips Andover Academy, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe so.
Yeah. So, and a first-round pick. Jay O'Brien, first-round pick this year of Philadelphia, coming out of the same league that you play in with Dexter Academy.
Yeah.
For people out here on the West Coast that aren't familiar with that caliber of hockey, like you said, we hear about the USHL, we hear about the BC Hockey League or Major Junior Leagues. What is the caliber of hockey like coming from the league you played in?
Yeah, I think it prep school, or at least the USHS, the NEPSAC, like all that, it gets overlooked. I think people immediately think that if you don't go to the USHL, what are you doing? Like, that's kind of, or at least the aura around high school hockey is that it's kind of a step down. And there's no doubt that there's bigger, faster players out there, but I think the skill, and in terms of transition and speed of the game, you're going to find good games all over New England. And especially that midget season, the U18 season that I played with the Cape Cod Whalers, I played like 32 games. We ended up going to USA Hockey Nationals. So I think that's it. I think my Cape Cod Whalers team, I'm going to be honest, I think could compete with teams in the USHL just based on our skill and the level of talent we have. So I think it gets overlooked. I definitely think so. But I think that it was definitely a good run.
A few more moments here with Canucks prospect Jack Rathbone joining us here live at Rogers Arena. All right, now you're getting ready to go to Harvard.
Yeah.
So hockey is a priority, but school obviously is a priority for you. What are you going to be taking when you go? Like, what's the focus point academically for you going to an Ivy League school?
Academically, I'm going to go in undecided, but I really want to focus on I think I'm either going to go into like an econ major or a maybe like psych or something like that, I think. I'm really interested in those two, and kind of like I'd like to go into some sort of business, and I think econ's the right path if I'm going to do that.
And before we let you go, a lot of fans want to know what you like to do away from the game. I mean, have you been watching the World Cup a lot, or are you into the soccer stuff?
I'm going to be honest, I haven't been watching a ton, but the highlights are probably the best thing, the most exciting and most, like, jaw-dropping goals I've ever seen in my life. Like, just, like, I love the atmosphere, the fans, like, everything about it. It's a pretty thing, fun thing to watch. So, the World Cup, I love especially like in Boston, like right now, probably like July 4th, this is when it starts to heat up. So love going to the beach. I have a pool at my house, so I love hanging out with just especially my little brother. Like spend a lot of time with him in the summer. Spend a lot of time with friends, training, and hopefully right soon start training at Harvard and get my lifts in, get on the ice, and get ready to kick off that season.
Are you down with the music they've been playing in the locker room? Or
love
what,
it.
Yeah? What are they playing mostly now?
I think it's been a little quiet based on we had the bike test the other day, so you couldn't really hear the music over the wheels turning with the boys. But the testing's been good, and everything about it's been good so far. I think locker room music, we've had a lot of different stuff. Guys are throwing hip-hop, rap, throwing EDM, kind of getting a feel for it because it's so many different guys,
right.
So many different tastes.
So when Jack Rathbone gets control of the iPod, what's the go-to music?
Go-to is, I'm huge hip-hop kind of rap guy. I love Drake, just came out with a new album. Mm-hmm. So he's, in my eyes, he's the best.
Well, my favorite song off that album is Nonstop, like the third stop song on it.
It's God,
like
it's
unbelievable. Banging beat.
So good. It's so like good. Everything about it is just... Like, you could throw any song on that album on it. I'd be perfectly fine with it. Like,
well, you know what? I'd love to talk more music with you, but I'll let you get back to all the proceedings here.
Awesome.
Jack Rathbone, Canucks draft pick. Thanks for joining us,
thanks
man.
Thanks for having
a lot
me.
Of fun. Best of luck in Harvard, too, and hopefully we'll see you in a Canucks sweater soon enough.
Thank you. Sportsnet 650.